She was a realist. At 82, you have to be. To the roof shingler, who told her that the roof would be a big headache in a few years, she said, "Not my problem." The porch sagged. "Let it sag," she said. "That makes two of us." For 2 years, she'd been packing up her unnecessities and shipping them off to rummage sales. Jack had died 19 years before, leaving behind a basement and garage full of his accumulations, which had taken her months to disperse, and she didn't want to burden Barbara with the same grim chore. Barbara lived 3 blocks away, up the street from Our Lady of Perpetual Responsibility, alone since Lloyd drifted away to the cities and Kyle went to college. "When I die," Evelyn told her, "I want you to be able to sweep out the place, take the sheets off the bed and the clothes out of the closet, clean out the medicine chest, and hang out a for sale sign 2 hours, and you'll be rid of me. I'm a pilgrim. I travel light." Her name was all wrong, Evelyn. Evelyns should be plump ladies in spiffy outfits who collect salt and pepper sets and play canasta and fuss at their husbands. Evelyn was named after a battle-axe aunt, the pharmacist's wife, who took too many pills, and they made her think everybody in Lake Wobegon was out to get her. The little girl should have been a Therese or a Catherine, but she got Evelyn. She was a divester, not a collector. And after the children flew the nest and after Jack left, she drew a sigh of relief and shook off her long habits of vigilance and moral correction, and she became gleeful.